Hi there. The word for you today is keep your vision alive. In Isaiah 59 verse 10, we read we grope, feeling our way like men without eyes. The Pilgrim Fathers who founded America landed at Plymouth Rock filled with vision. The first year they established a town. The next year they elected a town council. In their third year, the town council proposed building a road 5 miles out into the wilderness for westward expansion. But the townspeople criticized it as a waste of public funds. Amazing. Think about this. Once they had been able to see across oceans to new worlds, and now they couldn't even see 5 miles down the road. What happened? They failed to keep their vision alive. How can you keep that from happening to you? Well, here are three ways. Number one, keep your vision before you at all times. The prophet Habakkuk wrote, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain, that he may run who reads it. Your vision is like a road map for your life. So write it down, read it regularly, and keep it before you at all times, okay? Number two, make sure the vision is yours, not somebody else's. In the name of being, quote, sensible or, quote, practical, many of us ignore our God-given desires and visions. What do? We undertake a career to please our parents or our spouses or others. Now, that may make you dutiful, but it won't make you successful. Listen, you cannot fulfill a vision that is not your own. And number three, believe in yourself even when others don't. You may succeed if nobody else believes in you, but you will never succeed if you don't believe in yourself. No matter how old you are, always stay young at heart. Pearl Buck said, and I quote, the young do not know enough to be prudent. Therefore, they attempt the impossible and achieve it generation after generation. So the word for you today is keep your vision alive.